Welcome back to Royal Cast, and we're gonna go straight to the conversation because we have a lot to pass, like a lot to talk about. But yeah, let's get on with the episode.
Again.
I'm weak with you. You came in mad strong.
Go hard and go home.
Bitch, I'm tired.
Well, at least you're
I need to
home.
take a nap. Need a nap.
Yeah, all the naps.
I do. I don't know. I just be waking up mad early for some reason.
I woke up today at 4 a.m. and the sleep
For
just left my body. It was like, yeah, we're gonna go now. For like 3 hours was
girl,
enough for you. I think we're gonna call it quits. That's what my body said.
first of all, I'm having carnelian. I can tell you I'm more motivated, and I've been waking up mad early for no apparent reason at all.
I don't know. I'm gonna throw my stones away. Like, let me sleep, bitches.
I'm
I'm
weak.
putting y'all in time out. Time to fuck y'all. Do it to yourself. Not me.
Oh no. Yeah, but I've been waking up like around 6 or 7. And I don't know what. Like, I have nothing to do. Only in the afternoons, but that's about it. In the morning, I just want to sleep. But I can't because this shit wakes me up. The fucking struggle.
Israel.
It really is. Oh, did you see Walmart had all of the survival foods and first aid kits in packages? They just stock up on that all of a sudden when it was never a thing.
This is how you know we're gonna have a zombie apocalypse. I'm just saying.
I've been saying this since last year, Carla. And everybody keeps telling me, oh yeah, zombie apocalypse, okay. And I'm like, yo, we on there.
Tell that to this fucking people. Guys, if you're listening, we're gonna have a zombie apocalypse. Kat is like ready and armored. The only thing she needs is food because she already has the weapons.
Girl, I'm
But
about to
if
order
you
me a
need
whole bug.
protection, she's not the one.
I'm protecting nobody.
Exactly. She said, what I look like? A federal
I'm
agent?
loyal, but I ain't protecting nobody. You gotta, gotta do your shit.
Just not here. Just not with me.
Ma, one person got bit. Like I said, what? Zombie apocalypse starts with a vaccine. So if you vaccinated, you turn into a zombie, I'm dumping your ass. It's on site. That's it. Poop. You're done. No hesitation. I don't got time for that. But apparently, Walmart does because they have a whole section of like buckets of food. And one bucket, I think it has like 220 different foods.
Off there real quick.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we in here. Like somewhere. What was I saying?
Oh, basically, the thing that the food supplies that they have in Walmart now.
Look, I don't know what it is about McDonald's food, but that shit don't go bad, so I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
McDonald's food?
Yo, let me tell you. Yes, there was a study. There was like a little like experiment where they literally had fucking McDonald's food sitting there, and they put like a jar on top of it,
I think I saw that.
and it dead took mad long, like a month to break down. And they're like, imagine this, but in your stomach, or like this can't be good for you. But like, imagine being in the point where like food is scarce and like you have McDonald's food. Like, is that
Especially
shit
going to McDonald's.
everyone go to McDonald's, get the chicken nuggets, last
And
you
that's where
forever.
I'm not going to be because now that we say that, people gonna go there and nope.
I'll fight somebody for a 20 piece. I'm just saying. You ain't gonna catch me, and you better not give me my 20 piece with one sauce or no sauces. Because that happened to me like about 3 times, and I'm done with it. That's why now every time I leave McDonald's, where is my sauce? Where is my sauce? The only time I won't get mad at them not giving me my sauce is like if I didn't really want it, or like I'm at home, because you know how you have leftover sauce and you keep it in your like sauce drawer.
Yeah. I haven't ate McDonald's since that night of that poison, so.
That poison?
I got food poisoning by a fucking McDonald's.
Was poison.
And it was on 42nd Street. The big, huge one? That was the one.
The one on 42nd? Oh!
That huge one.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Right there on 42nd Street, that McDonald's, that'd be like nasty in there, because everybody and their mother is in there.
It is, and I got food poisoning, and after that it's been years since I ate McDonald's.
Understandable.
Nope. So that was the funny shit. The next day I was so fucking like sick, I had to call out in the like in the middle of the morning just because I was that fucking sick. I was throwing up storm, like, and fever and shit. I was like, nope. My dad was like, oh, what you ate last? I was like, McDonald's. He's like, I think that's what is getting you like that. I was like, after that, no McDonald's.
Okay, real question. So, say we have a zombie apocalypse. I mean, the first thing you would do, what you would want to do, is, like, board up your house or whatever.
Because I had a whole apartment, but
okay, or apartment or whatever may have you, but God forbid that you cannot stay in your apartment. It got raided, you escaped, and now you're looking for a new place to like basically hide.
A good place would be like in deep in the woods or in the jail place, like a prison.
Yes, granted that you still have to kill the zombies that are the people who are in there who turn zombies. I mean, we learned that from Walking Dead.
Girl, we learned a lot from Walking Dead.
We really did. We're like,
that's a whole lesson. And they're still going with the TV show. But or school. I heard the school is very good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they there's actual schools that have like bomb shelters, like, and they like, that was built like,
well, way mostly back. Schools are built for like when you have like a tornado or something, they're like built for you to go there.
I think a lot of schools in Jersey and New York, and maybe in PA, but mostly in New York and New Jersey, have like buildings that are like really built for tough storms and bombs. Yeah. And you know,
my thing is, if it was a zombie apocalypse, New York City is gone for. Especially Manhattan, that's done for. My ass is dipping real quick. I will literally break a window just to get into a fucking car and dip on everyone.
I'll learn how to drive today because I don't got no license.
Girl, that's why I'm learning how to drive, because just in case I know how to drive, school, I'm still in the car. Some GTA shit. But now, a school and a hospital is good, too.
Yeah. A
hospital is good. My thing is, too much hospitals, they have glass. That's the only problem. They have glass. And it could be an easy access for anyone or a zombie.
You know what this reminds me, popped up in my head? You know that scene where Rick woke up out of his, like, his coma?
And
said, don't open dead inside. But the way they wrote it, it looked like, don't dead, open inside.
Yeah. That's why I would, like, I wouldn't go to a hospital. I'd probably only go to a hospital to get resources, supplies, like antibiotics, pain medicine, infection medicine, and stuff like that.
Yeah, things you need to actually survive. Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think I would be in a hospital.
Honestly, I think the biggest, like, you'd probably have to board it up really well, but I always thought of, like, a shopping mall.
Oh, yeah. Shopping mall is definitely good also. And some of the shopping malls have the automated, like, gates. And they're very, very, like, stable. You could use that, too. But then you would have to, like, go all around the mall, see if there's any zombies, kill them, and, like, board every, like, door. Because in a mall, there is, like, side doors. So you have to board that up, so. Or have, like, people areas if you want. And, like, use one certain mall area, like, one certain shop as, like, a living room or some shit. There'll be a lot of rooms, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. There's a lot of places that have, like, big actual stores. Like, I know in Jersey Gardens, they have their own big-ass Old Navy. Or, like, they have, like, a big-ass Marshalls. So, even if you didn't want to just use... how we have like different cities, like people could have different places for themselves in their own, yeah. Because there, granted, there's going to be people who are going to share, but there's going to be a lot of people who don't want to. So as long as they have like their own section or whatever, and it's also like it's for it to be controlled, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because people act stupid. That's why I'm gonna be solo dolo with people I trust. If I don't trust you, don't expect me not to shoot you. Cause I will. Mm-mm. But with the buckets of food, it has 220, I think it was 220 different meals. And they also had a thing, like, it was like a powder, but it's water that lasts for 30 years. I don't know, but it is a lot of fucking survival shit.
Whatever, whatever works. Honestly, you cannot be picky or choosy when you have literally nothing. Like, that little shit that you think that's, like, stupid, nasty, whatever, that's, like, gold to you when you don't have anything.
Yeah, but... apparently something's gonna happen, something's going on, I don't know, because mostly all the Walmarts and some Walgreens and I think some other stores are starting to have these things in the house. I mean, in their stores, but you know, some people, you could also order it on Amazon.
That is really true, and it has a whole, like, schedule for, like, how you can ration the food.
Like, meal plans and shit.
Yeah, meal plans, definitely. It tells you how to ration your foods.
But I don't know what's gonna happen. Apparently, I heard in September some shit's gonna happen. Like, everything's probably gonna shut down again in New York because the way we're going. On the news, apparently, thousands of people who are vaccinated are getting way sicker than what they really thought. And some of them are in the hospital.
Damn, I am vaccinated. If anyone else has gotten vaccinated, and I'm pretty sure you're scared, I'm vaccinated. I got Pfizer. And
I don't know. Mad people, I thought it was an NBC. Literally just stated, like, thousands of people in New York who are vaccinated are in the hospital, and they're worse. And I'm like, okay, first of all, y'all told us last week is non-vaccinated people who are getting sick. But now y'all pop up with thousands of people that are vaccinated are worse and sick in hospitals. Make up your motherfucking mind. Like, it just doesn't make no sense to me. Just say people in general are getting fucking sick. Period. Because at this point, I don't know. And there's a new strain that I told you was from Peru. It's already detected in Texas. I don't know what Texas is doing, but they detected too many fucking strands of this COVID. I'm gonna need them to stop. Because first it was Delta, now it's Delta Plus, and now is this new one from fucking Peru. What else is coming? Oh. There's another one. Is it called monkey pox? And that is way more deadly than COVID.
So, if you're listening, guys, we're just gonna die.
I literally was on Google and that shit popped up on, like when it calls like the news, the Google shit, the advertisement. Literally monkeypox. And I was like, huh? The fuck? I looked it up and it's like, yeah, monkeypox. It's basically like chicken pox, but worse. And worse because you get very, very high fevers, then hypertension, then all this shit. And then it's easily to die and there's no cure for it. So, I don't know. I really don't know. I guess we just gonna die at this point.
At this point, it's inevitable.
Right. Because it's like, there's too much shit going on. And especially now that the fall is coming, and that's when everybody starts getting sick and shit. And it's like, okay. Everybody's having their little fun right now, wearing no mask, where I still wear my motherfucking mask. And they're like outside mad pretty, and I'm like, yo, wear your fucking mask. Like, what is it so hard to wear a fucking mask outside? And I've seen a lot of people, but I don't know.
Jeez.
Ooh,
Honestly,
unemployment.
I Oh, jeez,
Unemployment
this is
is ending.
another thing sweeping the fucking nation is poverty.
But they're trying like to tell Biden to extend it because a lot of people still are not having like are not getting jobs, and people are still afraid of going to a job when new cases are flying off the fucking charts.
And even the people who are looking for jobs, like, they're like, oh, go get a job. Oh, like, cause it's cause they're everywhere. Just get a job. So you want me to go get a job? Like, and here comes like the thing. You guys aren't paying people enough to
And that's
go
why a
back to
lot of people,
work.
yeah, that's why a lot of people just, some people are not deciding to go to work, period, because the minimum wage is not satisfying us with all the fucking bills.
No, they fucking
And my thing is, they look at the yearly and they're like, oh yeah, you can do it.
No,
No,
but
we
they don't
can. We're getting
and
paid by checks.
exactly fucking bi-weekly, but you want me to work every fucking day, but you want to pay me every 2 weeks?
And then the fact that every 2 weeks, yeah, that it, I don't like the every 2 week things, but it's like that minimum wage does not add up to everything that is mad expensive.
Exactly. People have to live together and are unable to be quote unquote living on their own, but they're not. You can't have your own apartment. You cannot say that you're independent because no, like millennials still cannot afford to buy a fucking house. You know how it sucks? Like I'm like a millennial and like I cannot afford my own apartment. Like when I was younger, I thought, oh my God, I could get my own apartment. No, you really have to be working like 8 jobs. Like you're gonna be working off your ass to be living in just to say you have an apartment. Like you might as well just stay home with your parents and help them because at this point, there's no reason to be out there. Like, and they're like, oh, there's so many jobs. So yeah. You're gonna pay us shit wages,
And they,
and the
and the thing
cost
is,
of
they
fucking
forget that there's
living
like so
is
many
like high as
people.
fuck. The cost of living is more than fucking what minimum wage with full-time and overtime hours can you a fucking afford.
And my thing is, like, they forget there's like there's a lot of people in this whole planet, and they cannot be everyone in that same exact job that they place.
So then everybody
And
is
like
part-time then.
this $15 an hour, it does not satisfy people in New York, because just for a fucking rat shit ass apartment that you can touch the kitchen and your bedroom is literally up to $2,000. For what?
For what?
It's
Literally,
not doing anything.
for me myself to be able to at least live comfortably, I have to be making like $20 an hour or more. But you want to start people at like 10.
And that's New Jersey. Over here, is 15 something, 15
But that
and
doesn't
up,
even matter. It's the same shit because
is not.
your rent is just like it's the same shit. It's like the yin to our yang. It's the same exact fucking thing because if we're getting 10 and we can't afford it, you guys are making 15
And you
and,
can't,
you
it's
can't
too
afford it
expensive.
because and
And
it's
my thing
stupid.
is, this is, I had a conversation with someone from like department. I don't know what it was, but it was like for like people to get help for like their rent and shit. And she literally stated, "Oh yeah, you could. I think you could afford it. You get paid this yearly." Okay, I'm like, ma'am, I'm gonna just speak to you yearly. That is not shit. Why? Because y'all only seeing it because of rent. That's one. But y'all forgot we have transportation. We have food. We have light bills. We have other essential shit that we need to buy for our hygiene. Y'all
We
keep
need
forgetting
food.
there's extra shit that we have to pay for. It's just not, we're not going to be paying for a yearly fucking salary. We're just going to be paying that and that's it. And then we have extra. No, it doesn't work like that. There's multiple bills that is high as fuck, especially in the summer, because everybody wants to have their AC on, because nobody wants to be in a hot ass motherfucking ball ass apartment. And y'all think that's enough for us? No, it's not, baby girl. It's really not. That's not gonna satisfy us. We'd be broke at the end of the fucking week.
We
And
really do. We'd be fucking scrapping. Like, as an adult, I shouldn't be able to only afford ramen noodles for fucking breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks.
That's a true fact. And it's like, y'all need to, like, open your eyes. Yearly ain't gonna work for us. Oh, yeah, but you make this certain amount. Okay, but that still doesn't satisfy because I have bills.
You guys, it's so crazy. They love taxing people who don't make anything, but all these
don't
billionaires
tax these rich ass motherfuckers.
Exactly. The 1% are not getting taxes. If anything, they're getting tax breaks. If anything, they should not tax the lower class.
And that's a true fact.
Because we can barely fucking live.
First of all, we as Amazon, I fucking love Amazon.
But they treat their workers
this
like shit.
Bills.
They treat their workers like shit.
But like I said,
shit.
I'm paying this motherfucker's bill. That's what we're doing every single time we order. Like, this man literally just went to space for what? Why you want to go to space?
Because he has fucking money to blow. Because he has an insane amount of fucking money that he doesn't even know what the fuck to do with it. And
how,
like,
about help your motherfucking employees? How about that? These rich people need to sit down or like do something with themselves, because to be honest, this is why some of these billionaires get murdered and assassinated, because y'all don't do shit. Y'all have all this money. Okay, how about you send it to people who are struggling right now? I saw this TikTok video where it said that this COVID panoramic
pandemonium,
I don't know what the fuck to call this shit anymore. Literally, the poor got poor and the rich got rich. Why aren't the government taxing these people, or why aren't these rich people helping out the people that are struggling?
And because they're just keeping that all to themselves.
Capitalism. That's why a lot of people are leaving their jobs, because they're tired of the capitalized of this fucking country. Like, and my thing is, I guess I'm baffled because it only happens here. Because in Europe, healthcare is free. Feminine products are free. And Canada is the same way. Australia is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only here. And it baffles me. And like, I saw this girl said that her 3-month supplies for ADHD medicine is literally only $49.99. And here is like $200 to $300 for 3 months. Make that make motherfucking sense. I might as well just fucking move to Europe or Canada. Because at this point, come on. Like, you must go play me that we have to pay this much of life insurance for fucking health insurance. We have to pay so much. If you start working and you get a certain amount of money, you're going to have to pay monthly for your health insurance. If not, you lose it. Or if not, you got to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars just to go to a checkup, a exam, or a surgery.
Like, what? Honestly, like, people who go to the UK are just, like, scared to fucking... Why is an ambulance so fucking... Like, why is that the most expensive Uber ride that you will ever have in your fucking life?
That's a true fact.
Like, are you trying to save my life? Because by the time I get out of here and I don't have fucking insurance, you're gonna put me on the street where I'm gonna die anyway.
That's a true fucking fact. I don't know why it's mad expensive. Like, the insurance I used to have, it was, like, $100 per every single time. So imagine if I would have went on a fucking ambulance. That would be like mad money, and I don't got time for it. And like going for a well, right now I don't have to pay for that because I switched my insurance, and since the Panoramic has us not working, it's kind of free right now. So yeah. But it was like $40 per fucking a doctor appointment, and I'm like, and you and then on top of that, they expect you to go every, like, 3 months. And I'm like, ain't nobody got every 3 months type of money, boy.
Exactly. They want every type. They want the flow of income for them to be, like, nonstop. But, like, our health is declining because we can't fucking afford it.
That's what I'm like,
We cannot afford to live. Like, that's the stupid shit. Like, if you ask any fucking millennial right now, they ask, like, we didn't ask to be born. And then you have us in this shit ass, like, they say America the fucking great. Like, the United States is trash. We're the only country that doesn't fucking provide free healthcare, free education. Like, well, free education, I mean, yeah.
But, you get, like, free education from, like, elementary, like, preschool to elementary.
And after that, after you graduate, that's it. Like,
we just end up.
We end up in debt. Because if you want to go to a good school, to get a piece of paper, that doesn't even mean shit anymore. It doesn't mean shit anymore. It meant shit back then. And it only meant shit because if you had money, that means you're white.
And my thing is now, like, to get, like, a college degree, my opinion, I don't think you really need to go to college. Like, go to college if you don't want to become, like, a doctor like I'm doing right now. Or, like, a cop or anything. Those type of, like, important, like, essentials, then, yeah, go to college. But for majority of the things, I don't think you need to go to college. For graphic design, you could fucking learn that shit on YouTube. There's, like, websites that give, like, courses, and it's fucking free, and you only have to pay a certain amount for our certificate. But they want you
to go through all this.
Because it's capitalism.
It's all business. They're all making money off of everybody, and you're not even profiting off of it. You just want to live a good life, but you can't. Then this piece of paper, and then you go to get this fucking job, and they want experience. Like, I experienced going through these fucking things and just learning it. Why don't you give me the job?
And then some of them don't even, like, go for experience at times. It mostly goes is if you, like, if they like you or not. Or what the mostly questions that I used to get were, like, oh, how many years have you been doing this? But now I get questions like, okay, so what you do for fun? And I'm like, aren't we in a professional setting? But now all the questions have switched up. And I'm like, are you going to ask me about what I've been doing professionally, or are you just gonna ask me about what I like to do? I literally went to this interview for this doctor's assistant, dental assistant, did not even tell me not even one thing about what I was supposed to do, my training, nothing. This man literally asked me, what do you like to do? What do you like to do for fun? What's one thing that you would do with a friend after that interview was done? And I'm like,
That's it. Like they
you didn't
ask
ask
you
me
like
anything.
anything pertaining to the fucking job or my experience, this piece of paper that I have laid out in front of you that you required of me. But yeah, there was like everyone's on unemployment. Then give me the fucking job. Like, damn.
And a lot of people like, what's his name? I think his name is Schumer or something. He has been telling Biden to extend it until the end of the year or next year, because a lot of people, and especially the fall is coming, and a lot of people are really scared to go back to work. Literally, there was mad people who started working in the offices, and they literally told them they had to go back and work from home because of the rises of Delta, COVID, whatever fucking strain it is out there. And that was just in Manhattan. Also in Asia, they literally brought their employees back into work, and like a couple of days
They're
later,
not buying
they're
shit.
going back home.
They're going back home because they're sick.
They're going back home because the cases are rising.
Ridiculous. And they're getting rid and then the whole thing is that they're getting rid of work from home. They're like, no, we want you back in the fucking office so I could see you and monitor you like you're in fucking
Yeah,
prison.
because I believe, like, I think people should do work from home because it's a little bit more healthier and mentally stable. And my thing is, a lot of them don't want that. And a lot of them just want to torture their employees. That's how I think it. But if I gotta work from home, I'm working from home. Fuck you, Joe. Fuck you, Jose. I'm staying in my house because I ain't getting sick. That's a whole dub. You want to get sick? You go to work. Like, why we have to be, like, if we're doing everything, why can't we do it at home?
Because they don't want that. They want to monitor us. They want to be in control. Like, it's fucking, it's a power trip. Like,
Just like
it
they
really
already have
is.
these cameras planted everywhere now that will literally
Yeah,
detect
all they want to
anyone.
do is spy on us. Like, I really feel like the millionaires are like a bunch of fucking farmers and we're the herd. We're
I
really the
promise,
fucking herd.
Netherlands.
That's what it feels like. We're the herd. We're the product. Like, they like to make money off of us, and then, like, money for us is scarce. Like,
It really is.
we
They
don't
need.
have shit. We don't. Like, we barely have anything for us. We can't pass anything on. And there's a lot of people with this old money, this new money, and the people with old money, they're just holding on their wealth. They think that everything trickles down. Nothing trickles anywhere because even if something a little bit trickled down, we have to use it because there's so many things that we're holding off on that we have to prioritize, like basic ass needs. We can't do anything.
Nobody can do anything.
Nope, we can't do anything. We can't even save money.
But all I know is they got until September 5th. I hope they do extend it because a lot of people need it. Like, literally, I went on Twitter and everyone is just saying that they should extend it. Because fall is coming, winter is coming, and people are still getting sick. And literally, I saw like a couple of days, no, it was like a week or two ago, I saw it was Delta rise. It was like 15%. I was like, okay, it's 15%. It's not that, it's a little bit concerning, but it's not that big. But then, like a couple of days ago, I saw it and it said 83%. Bitch, how? We was just on 15. How the fuck we went to 83%?
Because that's literally what's gonna happen because people don't care.
And it's like, it's around the corner. So imagine if this is the summer and we got 83%. Imagine the fall.
Especially everyone's all huddled up because they're
And my
cold.
thing is, and then my thing is, we are the only ones that are still open and denying to close.
Because
While
they want
Australia
money,
just shut
because
down
they
for 2
all.
weeks.
Because the United States government They just want money.
Yeah, India is closed down, Africa is closed down, UK is closed down, Canada shut down for 2 weeks, and I think they're shutting down again. Australia already closed down, and I'm like, we're the only people that are here acting all type of crazy. No wonder these people outside of our country is literally like, what the fuck is going on with US? Like, are they okay? And I'm gonna respond to you. No, we're fucking not okay. We're not okay.
We are definitely not the fuck okay.
Like, we're mentally not okay. And it's like, yo, if just close. I don't care if Joe, Karen, Bill, Maria is pissed off that we're closed, but at least we're closed and safe. They can be mad and have Twitter fingers all they fucking want, but they'll be safe. They'll be fine. They'll get over it. But if not, they can go outside without a mask and die themselves. That's the risks they want to take. But close down for the people that are like elderly. Just because they have the vaccine is, well, apparently it's not working since vaccinated people are getting sick or in the hospital. So, I don't know. But unemployment, I need you to extend that shit because, and looking too bright for us.
I feel like the way that they handled COVID, we would most likely be dealing with an outbreak of zombie or whatever the fuck is coming our way first. And like,
And that's a funny shit because I heard Notre Dame, he predicted that we were going to have one.
Notre Dame?
Yes. And I'm like, and then he also predicted that the Yellowstone volcano is going to erupt and will be half of the planet will be on fire because this is the biggest volcano. And apparently a couple of days
There's
ago,
still radiation over there.
it's
So
overdue
now we're just fucking
to
waiting on a
erupt.
ticking time bomb.
And I'm like, listen, I'm gonna die with a zombie apocalypse or a volcano. At this point, whatever comes, I really don't care anymore because I just can't. There's like too much shit going on that it's just like, do you really care anymore?
No,
I just, you really don't.
you don't.
You don't. And it's like, his predictions have been coming true for years and
Yo,
decades.
him
And
and the
it's.
fucking Simpsons be on fucking point.
I'm just like. Judges need to kill this because my mental state is not correct right now.
Yeah, like they're putting the whole United States in fucking PTSD.
It really does. And it's just like, at this point, take me.
Take me home to the Paradise City.
Because if it's not a volcano, it's a zombie apocalypse. If it's not that, then it's this fucking
This.
virus.
Which one? Which one?
I
All
don't
of
know.
them.
Just take me, shit. And it's like, there's a lot of people struggling too with this shit. And my thing is, these people need to stop partying and kill. You ever really thought partying your life away and being like, oh, I want to be outside and party and drink is cute. It's really not cute. I'm just saying, it's not cute. Stay home, chill at home. Y'all look like trash people right now, being crying over that we have to stay inside, indoors, wear masks because you want to go out and party. Bitch, party in your motherfucking house. Ain't nobody want to see your dumb ass.
I'm tired of fucking Florida. That's one
And
thing
some
that I've
people,
learned.
and some
Though I
people's.
never really cared about Florida until like COVID, and like it just made me care about it less.
I really don't. People need to just stay home and party their asses at their house. Like, the fuck you doing? Oh, because I want to hang out with friends. All right, bitch, and then call them over. Like, the fuck? People are fucking stupid. To me, parties are meaningless. Oh, we just want us to hang out with friends. Okay, you can invite them in your house and make a party of your own in your house, chilling with your friends if that's what you want to do. But a party is meaningless, going to a fucking club and all this shit when you could do that shit at your house. I don't think so. And this is why there's like mad underground fucking parties going on and raves.
They really think this shit is cute.
It is really not cute.
It's not. You think this is cute by going against like the law and like potentially harming other people and spreading what is a fucking plague to other people because you want to have a fun time. Like, buy the fucking Sims, sit down and fucking play.
And my thing is, like, they want to claim it as fun, partying fun. No, it's not fun. First of all, there's crowded people. Prices of drinks is mad expensive. Unless it's like ladies' night or guys' night or some certain special night. And there's no fucking food at certain places. People are sweating and sticky and no.
And people are it's so not drunk fun. That they're just sharing everything. Like,
right.
It's a drunken mess.
Like, it's really not cute. You want to have fun? Go on fucking trips. Go to a museum. Go to a cafe. Go to a restaurant. Go do something productive and fun. Partying to me is not a fun shit.
It's a waste of time. It's really a waste of time.
Waste of time and fucking money. Period. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they all fussing because they want to go out. And to the people who are fussing and never went out in the day of their life, but they're fussing because they're inside, sit down. I'm going to need you to sit down.
I really hate the people who are on TikTok and they're like, oh, where am I? I'm outside. Where you at? Like, you're outside. Like an idiot.
Doing what? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing that I couldn't do inside. Like,
wasting your motherfucking life for what? Nada.
Trying to catch a case for what?
Nothing.
For what? Like, what did you do this for?
First of all, what are you doing that you're outside? Because I'm guessing it's nothing. You're just saying that shit for the trend. That's half these people.
People will really do anything but get their life together and actually fucking maybe not try to fucking spread shit.
Oh, another thing. The dark web.
Girl.
I got a little story for y'all. So, you know we got Verizon, right? Verizon has this protection shit. And literally it's like I think it's called Protection Cloud. Some shit like that. So, it literally, you can put like any email, any of your emails. And it'll show you if it was in the dark web. My number is in the dark web.
I don't really care anymore.
I was like, okay, I guess.
I knew my shit was, you know what, at this point, like, regular fucking company, like Google and like Facebook or whatever, like, they're already selling your shit, so I'm not even surprised.
I'm just like,
okay. At this point, what are you going to do? You're going to sell it? You're going to make a buck?
Right. Matter of fact, give me the profit. Fuck
like, you want to go half? I'll sell it with you. Like, what's good?
That's a true fact. Yo, they're having a whole party outside. Like, mad music and motorcycles. Like, it's Tuesday, baby girl. Why are you outside? Like, do that shit when it's the weekend. What the fuck is my...
This is what I mean. They don't care if it's a weekend or a weekday. Like,
they really don't. And it's like, bro, I'm not trying to hear your music. This is why I need to be in the woods, far away from people. But I saw too many horror movies that I don't want to do that, but I feel like doing it because I don't like people. Especially loud people. Like, I'm happy they stopped the fireworks, but now it's just blasting the music up to 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, that's I don't gotta get up.
And I don't want to hear your music. That's one thing. I don't want to hear your fucking music. You thought that shit was lit? Let me tell you, fam. That shit's trash.
Like, I don't want to hear your fucking music when I have to wake up mad early to go to class.
I really don't want to hear your music because you thought that his bars were fire, but his shit just flops. Like,
I just don't. They're doing way too much for me. And it's like, just because it's summertime don't mean you gotta do all this extraness.
You don't.
Like, you really don't. But the other thing that I want to do... Ooh. Blinded people who treat people bad. By that,
Wait, you mean how people are blind to how they treat other people in a relationship?
Basically.
I want to talk about that. My experience, how you treat people. I know from your experience.
Honestly, I can tell you.
I can tell you right now. But I just want to start off by saying that really how someone treats you can really stem from the environment they were in growing up, especially when it comes from their parents or their siblings or their friend group. And people really just think that this is the way to go about life and how to treat people. And no matter what, if anyone says, like, they're so stuck in their ways. And even if you were to tell this person a million times, they would just be ignorant and just not really care because the people in their life that's been in their life since day one, they don't think that this is a problem. And a lot of people don't have healthy traits when it comes to being in a relationship.
And then some people are literally just support behavior instead of telling if it was a really true friend
enablers.
Yeah, if that was a true friend, they would literally tell you straight up what the fuck is like. Nah, exactly. That's not cool, bro.
There's your friend.
If they don't tell you that shit,
that sugarcoat shit, those are the people that sugarcoat it.
If they don't tell you, they're not your friend. Just letting you know,
definitely not. If they're not able to tell you, like you're bullshitting right now. Like, what you're doing, like, I don't care if you get mad at me, like, this is what I'm seeing.
And like, it's like, at this point, if I have to repeat myself, I'm not your mother. I will never be like your mother. I'm not gonna repeat myself multiple times. If I state it, that's it. No conversation. I don't want to hear, oh, I don't remember. Because I'm not having that conversation. I'm really not. And, like, some people want to keep with the toxic behaviors. And it's like, especially in a relationship, I'm gonna need them to stop with the motorcycle. It's really not that serious. Like,
they do that right next to my fucking apartment too. So it's annoying. Like, your little skeet skeet. Like, you're not cool. Buy a car, bitch.
You really not. When you bust your ass and you fucking get hurt, I'm dead ass fucking mad.
Oh, look, you're burning out your tires. Look at you. You're so cool. This is like the fucking BMX, like. Do a fucking flip, my guy. Since you want to show out, do a flip.
Right.
Do a flip.
But back to the toxic vibes.
But it's really the toxic vibes. Like, there's so many people growing up not knowing how to process their emotions and process their feelings. And my thing is,
like, from my perspective, like, every single time I was, like, with someone, they would say, I have the toxicity, and then all of a sudden months later they're like apologizing to me and saying that they were the issue and all this and a third. I'm like, okay,
I feel as though if you can't fix something within yourself or just try to look at it through the other person's point of view, then you can't really sit there and just point fingers.
That's why I had this talk with you know who. Who mm-hmm. should not say the name?
Voldemort.
Yep, Voldemort. His name is Voldemort. Literally had that conversation. And she was like, she would say, she was apologizing and shit. And I'm just like, okay, cool. But that's not going to change the fact that it still happened. And I'm not going back to that. Unless, like, I really see some difference and change of behavior, because someone can literally tell you they changed so much and like they haven't really, they go back to their ways, and it's like, I'm not wasting my breath or my energy protecting my own shit. And if I gotta be alone, I gotta be alone. Fuck it, I'll be happy when I'm fucking alone. And it's a kind of, and I also like people, like, everyone that wants a relationship and, like, has been heartbroken are literally the ones that really don't want a relationship anymore.
Those are the people that kept on trying and kept on.
And they just gave up. And I, to be honest. Because it's like, someone was like, oh, good people with good hearts have been hurt so badly. And you, okay, why can't we talk about the people who hurt them? They the ones that need to be exposed to fuck? Bringing all y'all toxic vibes and shit in my life. That's why at this point, and everybody just wants sex. Why?
It's easy to just go in.
And that's the thing that I don't want anymore. It's like, that shit is mad easy that I can get it anytime I want.
Yeah, period. You could just go down the block and get it.
Literally. And it's like, at this point, I don't want to, every single time I try to talk to someone is like, oh, you want to fuck?
That's annoying.
First of all,
are you stupid?
Are you dumb? You must be dumb.
Are you dumb? Dumb.
Literally, you will get blocked. From my side, you will literally get blocked. Because at this point, if you're not giving me the satisfaction of a connection, a bond, then I don't fucking want it. And someone told me, oh, yeah, but you know, sex, it's intimate. Okay. But it comes with the bond. If we have a bond, it comes with it.
I don't know how you're having this most pleasurable time of your life when that's the deepest form of intimacy and you're just having that with everybody. Like, granted, you could do whatever you want with your body, but when you choose that over actually having a fucking relationship or being, like, in a healthy relationship. Fucking
connection, period.
I need, not that, like, I can do the whole heartless, like, hit it and quit it thing, but oh, it's you not...
already know I could do that.
I could do that. I mean,
that's I'm cold as they come.
I'm not cold, but I'm just like, I'm not cold. Like, I'll chill with you when we good. Like, we're cool, but like, on that level, just not there. You know, it's like I won't be meeting you on that level, and that's and just this is why
I
found thing.
Out I was a demisexual.
Well, no, I could do well. Honestly, I can't say that I am because I could get it in without emotions.
I don't. If there's no emotion, there will be no sexual talks. Period. It's kind of funny how when people don't talk some sexual ways, they're either dry or boring.
Because it's just certain people are just looking for like, that one thing.
And my thing is, in my view, because I have people tell me, oh, you mad dry. I'm like, bitch, I don't fucking know you. And they feel offended. Oh, but you get to know me. I'm like,
get to know you for what? So I could be disappointed again?
I'm like, for what?
How many ways do you want me to be disappointed?
You already fucked up in the first line. So, baby girl, you gotta go. Like, you fuck up the first line, that's it, you're done.
Sorry, I'm putting lotion on. But honestly, if you want things to work, like, you really have to tell them about themselves, and it's up to them whether or not they're going to change that behavior, work on it with you.
And half of them don't.
Unfortunately. But, like, if they're not willing to work with you, then there's no need to
talk any further. Exactly. Don't contact me.
Or like to be. People are already in relationships when this is happening too. And, you know, this just shows you like that's not the type of person you need to be with.
No. Because the same way you got them, you lose them.
No, because, I mean, you should be in a relationship that, like, okay, you know that everyone says, like, oh, everyone has their flaws or whatever.
Yeah.
Not to not accept the person as they are, but, like, you're in a relationship to
grow.
So that means that there's things that someone that you're dating is not going to like, and then you You compromise, you change, you grow. And if you're not in a relationship to do that, then you're not in a relationship.
Really not. You in a relationship with yourself.
You want to be in a relationship with yourself, or you just want someone who's just going to put up with the way you are, never have to check you for nothing. They don't
That's
have.
why I told some people that they need to be in a relationship with themselves. And because every single time it was like, oh, it's your way or no way. I'm like,
Or
no,
maybe
you're
you
just
should
mad because I
compromise.
am telling you what's wrong with you, and you're taking it as a fucking offense and shit. But when you come and tell me about me and I change and I try to change is an issue.
You know, I had somebody really in my face, like after I've been through like everything with them. Like I was there for them, and like not that I hold it over their heads, but like I can remember when I've been there for them, right? Then we break up, right? And then like they have the nerve to tell you that this other person, like not trying to not give them credits, but they try to say, oh, this person's been there for me through whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Don't
I
need to
think
know that
I,
shit.
no, listen, but wait. Right? And they say that to you when they're supposedly trying to get back with you, right? And they're saying all this, right? And they're like, it was easier with such and such. And I literally looked at this person and I said, you know why you feel like that? Because she let you cheat on her. She let you. She let you cheat on her. She let you go out while she was sitting up in your house, in your room, which you don't even live by yourself. And if you did, she would have been sitting up in your fucking house, your apartment, or whatever may have you. And you was out doing her dirty. And that's why you think that it was so easy for her, because you would hurt her and she would just keep on just letting it slide. You were just using her. That's why you thought it was so much easier. Like, and you don't think that me and you are gonna work out because you wanna keep on doing the bullshit. And I'm not like that. But you keep on coming the fuck around. And I think it's really because you don't want her. Because it's easy, but you want to come to me and still do the same shit, and I'm not gonna let you. Like, you really gonna, if I'm telling you about your fucking self, you want to tell me that this other person it was better for you. Okay, then let her be better for you. Not like it has,
You can
like it,
go with her
not
and
like it's,
go.
then go ahead. And I'm gonna tell you why it was easier for you, because she let you cheat on her. And he's like, he really looked at me and he said, don't talk to her, don't talk about like that or like that. And I looked at him and I was just like,
Take some cheese, bitch.
be honest with yourself, really. Be honest with yourself. That was the best relationship you ever had? No, it wasn't. And the reason why it was so easy is because she let you do whatever. She let you cheat on her. Because no matter how many times that you would cheat on her, she would always take you back. It
That's
didn't matter. And
a bitch ass.
he was upset. He was really upset. And he even came back and was like, you're right. I guess I never really had a better relationship. And I was just like, I have nothing to do with me. Because I'm not dealing with your bullshit. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you at this point, but don't try to sit here and act like I wasn't out here busting my ass for someone who basically try to like just do me dirty. Like you're not gonna catch me out here
Yeah,
with that shit. You're really not.
you need to take some several seats. Cause at this point it's just
At this point, he just needs to drop, honestly. Just drop, bro. Yeah, that is exactly the reason why, like, this person, like, I don't fuck with him no more. Like, I just don't, like, those are the type of people that, there's even types of people who aren't even blind to the things that they do, which is, like, what was happening. he wasn't even blind to the things he was doing. He just gave an excuse for everything. And
that's what they always
or,
do.
Or would say sorry with no actions. Like, come on, sir. 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 Mm-hmm. Make it fucking make sense.
Right.
Like, make it make sense. But
what I need to make sense is USPS and my packages.
You fuck, yo, I'm tired of USPS. I want the fucking fade, bro. USPS.
I want the fucking fade. Like, okay. Like,
if you're working for USPS and you know that I live in a fucking city, why are you dead putting my packages where basically anyone could just walk by and pick that shit up?
My thing is, it's not even that. It's like, I ordered a fucking printer. And it was supposed to be coming on Saturday. Past Saturday. Never came. Still hasn't come at all. And it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Literally. And it's been in the same place in Queens since the 23rd. There has been no updates since 4 a.m. on the 23rd. And it was in Queens.
At least your shit didn't say that it was delivered. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no, I had plenty of those. Don't get me started with those. But literally, I go on the app and it tells me that the package has... I'm going to read it. The package cannot be fucking delivered. Mind you, it's in Queens. In fucking Queens. And it came from California. So how the fuck it cannot be delivered? I fucking ordered a whole replacement, filed a fucking case with them, and I filed a case with the USPS, and literally it got transferred from Queens to my USPS over here. Ma'am, how? How can it be transferred from Queens to Manhattan? And y'all can't deliver my shit. Make it make sense. Like, it's just making no fucking sense. And then when you call, it's like, oh yeah, there's not a lot of workers. We're limited due to COVID. Da-da-da.
Yeah, due to COVID. You guys aren't fucking paying these people.
I'm like, okay, that sounds like a your problem. But if I, it says estimated, my estimated shit should be at my estimated time frame.
Pay these fucking people the money that they need.
Right. And like, I hate to be that person because I've been in customer service shit. But it's like, it's like, y'all need to get it together. Y'all complaining about, oh, we are limited with the employees. All right, so pay them a certain amount. UBI. But that sounds like your problem. My problem is my package has to be at there. If you're telling me it's an estimated time, it should be the estimated time that is required. I don't care what happens with your company. That's your problem. You don't want to pay people. That's your problem. That's not my problem. Fix your company shit. But if it says estimated at a certain time, I expect that shit to be there. No ifs, no buts. And I spoke to a fucking customer person and I told them that. I'm like, I don't know how much they're paying you, man, but that's not my problem. It sounds like your company manager, owner problem that y'all need to address. But if it says estimated, I need my shit at that time. Period. The fuck I gotta struggle and make a case fucking number for my package and a refund what? I don't need to do all that extra. Fucking get on my nerves. Now I gotta wait until Friday for a new fucking printer.
I have to wait until Thursday to order a new fucking thing. I already know my shit's already, like, stolen. Like, I already know this. But they have a fucking contract with the delivering company where if it's said it's been delivered and it still hasn't showed up within 5 days, that's when they can give me a new fucking package. And I'm,
oh no, I had that issue and I've literally told them, like, I haven't gotten my package. And they're like, oh, but it hasn't. First of all, it said estimated delivery time. It says deliver. If I had it in my hand, I would have told you I had it in my fucking hand. But I don't. Clearly, that's why I'm having this conversation. Or if not, I'll be wasting my motherfucking time. So you either gonna give me my refund or you gonna give me a fucking replacement. The fuck? Like, the stupid shit that people be. Oh, but it says delivery. A fucking shit could say anything. But it can't be fucking true. Because clearly I don't have it and I'm speaking to your dumbass. The fuck am I wasting my time calling you for. That's a waste of my fucking time. If I'm calling you and I'm telling you I don't have the item in my hand, if I did, I would have told you. First of all, I wouldn't even been in a conversation in the first place. But this shit says delivered. And the funny shit is, some of them put deliver, take a picture of it, and then take it. Like, what? Mm-mm. But USPS needs to get this shit together. The only people that I trust is UPS, FedEx, and your laser ship. They be on that shit. There don't be a day laser ship on that shit. I literally ordered one thing night before. That shit already shipped within 5 minutes. And that should be in my house by 10 a.m. the next day. And they don't leave shit like that. They literally will call you. They literally will ring your alarm. If not, they take that shit and then bring it back the next day. They don't play. But USPS, if I see you, is on site.
It really is on site.
Because you have me fucking writing on my motherfucking notes when I can have all the printed shit. My fucking arm hurts and my fingers.
I just want to know why I have to do your job for you.
That's a true fact. Why I gotta investigate where packages, if that's your job to deliver
the shit. Make sure that my shit is there when I fucking need it.
Right. Got me fucked up.
Really do.
But let's see if it cuts Friday, because if that, I'm bringing fire to that fucking shit. Burning the whole fucking shit down got me fucked up. Boy, we should end this shit right here, because I have to edit this shit, so.
I bet you.
And I'm tired, and like literally my eyes are fucking closed, and it's hot, and I want the AC on. It is hot as balls.
It really is.
Like, why? Why is it so fucking hot? Fucking climate change. These people want to fuck up everything. It's hot. And my thing says it's 80. It says it's 80 degrees in my room. That's what it means, right? When the remote. Carla.
What? Yeah, when you look at your remote, when you're not doing anything to it.
Is that the AC? Like, that's the temperature of your room, right?
That's the temperature of your room at the moment.
Oh my god, my chair says 83. Bitch, we ended
this conversation. I was trying to figure out, just like, why are you asking me? I'm just like, oh, we have the same air conditioner. Yeah, my shit says 76 right now. Like, I turned it on before.
No. Since I was in the living room and I just came to my room, it shit says 82. Oh, no. Girl, we gonna end this conversation because I need this AC on.
I remember I came into my room, my shit's at 87. I'm just like, who?
87?
Who hurt you? Who hurt you? Why are you this hot?
You said 87, bitch. I would have died. Yo, literally, I had the
The heat ever hit you as soon as you enter something?
Bitch, it was Sunday and I woke up. No, it was Sunday, and I was, like, doing something, but I was in my room, and I had the AC on for, like, 20 minutes. It was fine. And then I opened my door to go out to the living room. this huge ass heat because my father thinks that is not hot as balls. Literally, it went into my room, hit me in my face, and I'm like, yo, I'm bugging. When I tell you my mirror fogged up on how hot it was.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, no.
Not the mirror.
I was like, nope. I was like, sir, I'm going to need you to turn that AC on to cool this whole house down. Oh, but it's not that hot.
You want,
like,
me to, you want me to tell you how my mom be wasting energy?
Huh?
She be taking my dog out to the backyard or taking him out for walks, and she be wearing pants, right? Like, short sleeve, like, or no sleeve shirts, but with pants. And she comes into the fucking house, and she goes, I'm so hot, I'm so hot. I'm like, is the AC on? And she's like, yeah. And I said, doesn't feel like it. I go to the AC. Guess what number she has it on? Guess what number? Guess what temp?
Either 70 or 80.
75.
She's sounding like my mama.
What's the point? Why do you have this on? You might as well just have the fan on.
Mm-mm.
Like, why do you have it on 75? Like, it's only 5 degrees more hotter outside.
Literally. I have that shit on 60 something. If it was, if they had lesser, like 50s, 40s, that shit would be on.
Like, at least put that shit on 67. Like, at least. And then turn on the fan.
Mm-mm.
She's like, I'm cold, you know? That's what the air conditioner is supposed to do.
Right. And right now, is my AC is telling me it's a sad day and I need to turn it on. So, we're going to end this shit right here. And I'm gonna call you when I when we get off here. So, bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. And today we're going to go straight into the conversation because there's a lot of shit that we need to talk about and there's a lot of tea. So let's get it started.